USA News update. Southwest Airlines reporting 62% of their flights are canceled today. Thousands of travelers are even struggling to find their luggage after mass cancellations, like this passenger searching for his bags at Baltimore Washington International Airport.
One of my bags is in Denver, and one of them is apparently in this sea of luggage.
Southwest announced plans to fly only one-third of its schedule in the upcoming days nationwide as it struggles with a company meltdown. Southwest has canceled nearly 16,000 flights since last Thursday when a massive winter storm hit the U.S. FlightAware reports 2,800 total canceled flights across the country this afternoon. The Biden administration is renewing its commitment to free former Marine Paul Whelan from a Russian prison, today marking 4 years since Whelan's detention in Russia. He's serving a 16-year sentence on espionage charges that the U.S. says are baseless. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.